You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by the AIDS.gov staff and was originally posted on January 22, 2013. New media allows us to connect and engage in a conversation. According to Pew Internet, American Life's online health report of 2013, 78% of those who posted a comment, story, or question about their health say that they did so to reach a general audience of friends or other internet users. For many, it's this conversation that draws them to online spaces and allows the opportunity to connect with larger networks. On Monday, January 21st, the White House released a video on how they're working to offer citizens opportunities to participate in conversations with the president and his team about the issues that are most important to them. The video features ongoing opportunities for citizens to add their voices to discussions in Washington through the use of new media like YouTube, Pinterest, Twitter, blogs, and other social networking sites. You can view the video at whitehouse.gov/engage. We in the HIV community can use or expand the use of these strategies and tools featured in the video to have conversations in our own community. The key to successful communication is to assess. Assess what works for your audience, and assess if the tools extend the reach of your HIV/AIDS programs. So how are you using new media to engage in a conversation on the many issues that impact HIV/AIDS in your program or community? We'd love to hear from you at blog.aids.gov.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at aids.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.